This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Well, it's just about 4 minutes after the hour of 10, and the weather for today for Riverfest looks like it's going to turn out pretty decent. Partly sunny, high 57 to 60, light winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, evening lows 36 to 40, so come and enjoy. And you know that Riverfest is today, and you're going to have Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, Alan Sparhawk. And the doors open at 2 o'clock, and you can buy your tickets at the gates, and don't be late. It's a beautiful day. You only need a light jacket. It's a fun-filled day and evening. Come and stay and enjoy it. It's time for Back Porch on American Avenue or Back Porch Harmony. I am your volunteer host, Tom Daniel. In the next 2 hours, you will hear older country and bluegrass tunes and a gospel or two, songs that will bring back memories from the past. Thanks to all that are tuned in. And here's a list of what I expect of the artists that I expect to play this first hour. And that would be Ricky Skaggs, Trey Hensley, Wilburn Brothers, Johnny Cash, George Jones, Dolly Parton, Woody Guthrie, Bobby Bear, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, Marty Stewart, Merle Haggard, Sierra Farrell, Justin Time, Stephen Allen Wood, Mac Wiseman, Boxcar Willie, Martina McBride. Wow, that should be a good hour's worth. And I want to thank everybody that donated my last show in August. It was so nice to hear just my friends plus other strange people. So thank you very much for doing that. And you know, I do a featured artist, and today is Ricky Skaggs, and I think you bluegrass folks would know him. He's a 71-year-old and still going strong. He's an American bluegrass and country singer, musician, producer, and composer. Is a regular on the Grand Ole Opry and performing with his band, the Kentucky Thunder, across the country. He got an early start singing and playing around seven or eight years old with Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, and Flattin' Scruggs, just kind of a little rugrat that got up on stage and did what he could. Besides being a member of the Grand Ole Opry, he was inducted in the Country Musicians Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, also the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame, and he was recently awarded the National Medal of Arts by President Trump. And more information can be found about his career. So let's listen to a few of his songs.
was ready to go. That evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. How it rang, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Well, this next song goes out for some friends of mine, John and Susan. They were on a trip, and while they were gone, the lightning struck their home and burnt everything to the ground. So all he had is what was in the suitcase and the clothes on their back. So Susan, John, bless you. How great is he? My gosh. I don't know who's going to replace these people. So you heard All I Ever Loved Was You, Rank Stranger, Uncle Penn, and Little Maggie. Now this is Northern Community Radio, and it's about 17 minutes after the hour of 10. And we know that we have Riverfest, so be sure you get to there. And we received support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money and any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. And some of these ads are some tongue twisters. But this one is okay. We received support from the Northland Foundation, working with Northeast Minnesota, offering grants, small business supports, and programs to help people communicate. working toward a future where everyone feels they belong and can thrive. More at northlandfdn.org. You know, I remember seeing some documentaries or some shows when Ricky Skaggs and Marty Stewart, two different times, were just a little squirts or a little farce, and they were playing a banjo or a mandolin and singing along with Latin Scruggs or the Stanley Brothers. And this next tune kind of reminds me of what those guys went through. So maybe this guy will be a future Hall of Famer. I ain't no Hall of Famer. Strange, both my CD players play the same song. Well, I'm going to have to figure this out, so hang on. Just give me a minute. I have a song in there that doesn't want to play what it's supposed to. We'll try it and see. Might have to get some help here. So I'm on CD player one.
Tennessee played a concert this past summer. And this little gentleman walked up to me, and his dad actually brought him up to me and said, he wants to play a song for you on the guitar. And I thought, well, all right, that's fair enough. And he pulled his guitar out, and he played me an old Carter Family song called Jimmy Brown and the Newsboy. And I knew where he had learned it. He learned it the same place I did. The first two records I ever had was The Fabulous Johnny Cash and Flat and Scruggs' Greatest Hits. And his dream was to be on the Grand Ole Opry, and I wanted to help him make it come true. Would you do a favor and make Mr. Trey Hensley welcome? Come here, Trey. Well, all right, Garth. So I hear you brought your whole town with you, is that right?
Pretty much.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, Tennessee? Well, I hear you sold about 81 tickets for the Grand Ole Opry. That's good. I got a surprise for you. I know where you learned Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy. I know that record. Would you mind if the man who played it first came out and played it with us?
I sure wouldn't.
How about a hand for Mr. Earl Scruggs? Let's show Earl how he taught us, all right?
Okay. Well, I sell the morning papers, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling Morningstar running along the street. I got no hat up on my head, no shoes up on my feet. Place my daily bread to win. Well, my father died a drunkard, sir. Well, I heard my mother say, helping mother, sir, the journey on my way. Oh, my mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in the world to lose. Oh, I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling, Morning Star, running along the street. Well, I've got no hat up on my head, no shoes up on my feet.
Earl, I believe he just stole the show. Trey Hensley.
Cry, cry, darling. That's what I'd do if you leave me with the blues. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I'd do if it's you that I should lose. For me there'd be no moonlight if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my
taking the blame for that mix-up, because at the beginning of my show, before I even started, I had to have one of the engineers come in here and straighten out this CD player. So it got some feedback. So Benson, don't pick on me. Well, the next song is Johnny Cash, and that's for Mike Costner. And the next song will be George Jones and Dolly Parton. That's going out for the Conch House on Birch Lake. So here's a Johnny Cash and a Dolly and so on.
Once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability, folks thought they would go far, but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist. This musical aggregation toured the entire nation, singing traditional ballads and the folk songs of our land. They performed with great virtuosity, and soon they were the rage, but political animosity prevailed upon the stage. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear burned his driver's license. the curtain had ascended. A hush fell on the crowd as thousands there were gathered to hear the folk songs of our land. But they took their politics seriously, and that night at the concert hall, as the audience watched deliriously, they had a free-for-all. Well, the one on the right was on the bottom, and the one in the middle was on the top, and the one on the left got a broken arm, and the guy on his rear said, oh dear. Now this should be a lesson. If you plan to start a folk group, don't go mixing politics with the folk songs of our land. Just work on harmony and diction, play your banjo well, and if you have political conviction, keep them to yourself. Now the one on the left works in a bank, and the one in the middle drives a truck. The one on the right's an all-night DJ, and the guy in the rear got drafted.
Just a singer, a natural born guitar ringer, kind of a clinger to sad old songs. I'm not a walk behinder, I'm a new note finder. But my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone. So I started drinking, took some things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking when she came along. I was alone in the spotlight, not too much left inside. She changed all that one night when she sang me this song. Speeding, all the things they said I was needing. If I was to keep on pleasing all of my fans, I got cuffed on dirt roads, I got sued over no show. She came and took all that old load down off of this blues man. And I sang, hey baby, I love you too. Hey baby, I need you too. Hey baby, I do get tired of this traveling band. Stuck
walking out with this blues man. Oh, I'm up in my years now. Nights would be all so cold now if she hadn't hung around with this blues man.
So far, so good. That was George and Dolly, Blues Man, Johnny Cash, The One on the Right, Wilburn Brothers, Cry, Cry, Darlin', Trey Hensley, Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy of the Town. Tom Daniel here, spinning some tunes on Back Porch Harmony. And you know that Riverfest is on today. Don't miss it. Doors open at 2, and you can buy your tickets at the gate, and it says don't be late. It's going to be a beautiful day. You only need a light jacket. A fun-filled day and evening. Come and enjoy. And you will hear Courtney Barnett, Margo Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Well, for the next set here, we're going to have Woody Guthrie, Bobby Bear, Dolly, Linda, Emmy Lou, Marty, Merle, and Sierra Farrell. And the first one here of Woody Guthrie goes, because it's an old tune, it's going out to some old friends of mine, Louie and Mary Ann.
Well, they give him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Pete, you're way behind time. This ain't 38, but it's old 97, and you've got to be in center on time. Well, he turned around to his black greasy fireman, said, shovel in a little more coal. When we cross that white oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lakesburg to Danville and a line on a 3-mile grade. It is on this grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, and his whistle broke out in a scream. It is on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he made. Must all take warning from this time now and on. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He might leave you and never come home. He was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour, and his whistle began to scream. And we found him in the wreck with his hand on his throttle and scalded to death by the steam. Well, ladies, you can all take warning from this time now and on. Never speak harsh words to your true love and husband. He might leave you and never return.
Standing in our yard, it was springtime 1935. We was poor and times were hard. He said, I'll pay for room and board, maybe a month or two. My name's Woodrow Guthrie, and I'm just a rambling through, but call me Woody, my friends all do. Call me Woody, I might sing a little song for you. Now it was just my mom and me, a big house all alone. My daddy had gone to fight a war and just never made it home. But each night old Woody'd play his guitar, make up songs to sing. When we'd sing that midnight special, we would make them rafters ring. And we'd get happy, but we understood times were hard, but for a while life was good. Now Mama, she took to Woody, said she liked his singing style. God, she looked so pretty when Woody made her smile. Taught me how to cuss and smoke and sing and play guitar. How to say a prayer to heaven and wish upon a star. Yeah, I knew Woody's mama had been rambling in the night. I was only 12 years old, but I could see it in their eyes. Mama came to me one hot July day. Said our Woody's leaving, son. She wiped a tear away. Woody said, this rambling fever's a mighty heavy load. Then he picked up his guitar and his sack and rolled on down the road. Goodbye, Woody. We know you're feeling bad. Goodbye, Woody. What a time we've had. Now many a year has come and gone, and I'm old but still alive. My old mind has wandered back to the summer of 35. Time has taken everything, one thing I still own. I can still pick up my guitar and sing a Woody Guthrie song. This land is your land. With Do Re Mi, let the midnight special shine his ever-loving light on me. So long it's been good to know you, 'cause I'm going down the road feeling bad with it.
To grieve. making plans to
How good is this music? I like it anyway. This next song goes out for a short-legged buddy of mine out from West Virginia, Stephen Misty Holdren, and it happens to be a West Virginia song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sierra Farrell, West Virginia Waltz, Marty Stewart, Merle Haggard, Farmer's Blues, Dolly, Linda, and Emmylou Lou, Making Plans. That's an old Bob or Wilburn Brothers song. Bobby Bear, Woody, and Woody Guthrie with the wreck of the old 97. Tom Daniel, Back Porch. Hey, and thanks for all those texts you guys are sending, and they're all positive. No one's chewing my butt. You know that we receive support from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association dedicated to conserving their rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, education camps, and habitat projects. More information at minnesotadeerhunters.com. And we receive support from Bemidji Brewing, announcing the release of new Full Stringer Variety Pack featuring the Blood Orange IPA and Lemonade Blonde. Available in liquor stores now. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. Tom Daniels spinning tunes here. And we know that following me on the radio here, there is the History of Jazz, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, Native Lights, 2 to 3, Cheryl's, 3 to 4, Minnesota Mixtape, 4 to 7, On the River, 7 to 9, The World's Famous Green Cheese, and from 9 till closing, KAXE After Dark. Well, we're moving along here. Got to try to catch up a little bit. So for the next songs we're going to hear, or the artists that you hear are just in time, Stephen Anna Wood, Mac Wiseman, Boxcar Willie, and Martina McBride, hopefully. Hope you're enjoying these. This next song goes out for Bryce and Mary from the Maple Grove area.
I've spent my life looking for you, finding my way wasn't easy. It's been worth every mile. song.